A tiny village in rural England suddenly found itself on the international tourist map, and no one knows why. Kidlington is about an hour and a half outside of London and a pleasant enough place. Then one day, seemingly out of nowhere, it had more tourists than it could handle. Lauren Freyer went there to investigate.
Last orders at the bar, please.
The King's Arms pub has been around 300 years here in Kidlington in rural Oxfordshire.
It tends to gather the elder generation rather than the youngsters.
One day this spring, barman Jerry McGrath recalls how a tour bus pulled up.
Suddenly a coach turned up out the front and they just started walking along, taking photos, went and asked if we could sit beside people.
About 100 Asian tourists, they all ordered orange juice. McGrath didn't have enough. The next day, another busload, and then another.
The coaches will either stop further down the road outside the Baptist church.
Fran Beasley was still in her bathrobe one morning when she found a Japanese family taking photos of her flower beds. She lives in a 1970s bungalow, and it was trash collection day.
I saw this gentleman putting his camera away. Well, as you can see, it's just we've got vegetables and just geraniums. And there's a house further along here where there's a trampoline in the front garden, and they asked if they could have a go on the trampoline. And
adults?
Yeah.
She tried to offer them tea. The bus driver was Polish. The tourists, Japanese, she thinks. They said something about Harry Potter.
Just weird. Just really strange to see.
Francesca Burke and Jack Tyso are self-appointed town sleuths. They think tour guides have lied and said Harry Potter was filmed here. It wasn't. Some Hogwarts scenes were filmed in nearby Oxford, and this is a convenient pit stop from the outlet malls nearby. There's also the British detective show Inspector Morse. Could that have caught on abroad?
There's potential in the Morse thing, because a lot of it is shot in streets in Oxford.
Villagers wonder if they're being punked. But before the mystery could be solved, the tourists have disappeared. It's been more than 2 weeks since the last busload. The streets of Kidlington seem eerily quiet.
This is the old part of Kidlington. I love the place. Love it. And we go down there, and you get to the River Charwell. It's lovely. We used to go there when we was little. There's 10 of us. My mum had 10 children.
Parish Council Chief Maurice Billington says there's so much to see in Little Kidlington. A medieval church with stained glass, the village hall. If only the tourists would come back.
I said we're going to put a couple of tables up and sell cream teas.
People here were just getting used to all the company. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Kidlington in rural Oxfordshire, England.